West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.
I'd like to start off by congratulating my fellow graduates. This truly is one of the most remarkable classes Central High School has ever seen.
Central High School valedictorian Emily Caroline Dutton addressing the Central Class of 2025 during Tuesday evening's graduation ceremony. Dutton went on to tell fellow graduates, "You alone have the ability to determine your own worth.
There will come times where you will experience great setbacks, and it is almost always inevitable. And it is up to you to decide what course of action you will take. Will you falter and break from the pressure, or will you try and champion through it? Because whatever you decide to do will determine who you are and what you are worth. The struggles you experience will not define who you are, but how you act will."
And two more Carroll County schools hosting graduation ceremonies this evening: Villarica High School in the UWG Coliseum at 7 o'clock and Mount Zion High School in Donald Nixon Stadium at 8 o'clock p.m.
It is the moment you see students, friends, family, faculty, and honored invitees gather together to witness the culmination of up to 13 years of schooling. It's the graduation of the class of 2025.
Bowdoin High School valedictorian Destiny Grace Richardson addressing the class of 2025 during Tuesday evening's graduation ceremony. Richardson went on to tell fellow graduates, "The future can be scary, so you're going to have to do it scared.
Life isn't about wanting one thing and doing everything in your power to attain it. It's about a connection of desires and goals that keep you going every single day. It's a fail-safe, a motivation. If one thing falls, you need to find other things. There will always be other things. So look at yourself now and think, is there anything that you want to change? My advice is, don't live life to regret it, and don't live somebody else's life. Make your own life. Be happy with yours. Make it so. Always be open and always be willing to change."
Two more Carroll County schools hosting graduation ceremonies this evening: Villarica High School in the UWG Coliseum at 7 o'clock and Mount Zion High School in Donald Nixon Stadium at 8. The Harrelson County Board of Commissioners on Tuesday discussing a potential new ordinance concerning data storage centers.
Previously, you've been provided with an ordinance that Coweta County was looking at and considering. They've worked on it. They haven't adopted anything yet. They have a moratorium on data centers currently, and they're looking at what rules they're going to adopt. So the ones that we have were something they were looking at, but not in the final form.
County Attorney Avery Jackson sharing with commissioners copies of a proposed ordinance from Coweta County and an ordinance already in place in Bartow County, which the county could emulate.
Another example, Bartow County has enacted some already, and it's shorter than Coweta County's and easier to understand, and I think goes along with our ordinance a little bit better maybe than the one that Coweta was considering. So you have another option before you today, and they have data centers in Bartow County. They adopted these rules to allow data centers in a certain zoning district. And if the board wants to approve these, it'd have to go through the planning and zoning process and be advertised, and we'd have to have a public hearing.
And county officials plan to further investigate potential, quote, downsides to data storage centers by visiting some already in operation in nearby counties before voting on an ordinance. Carroll County Mental Health Advocates looking toward a new chapter by naming a new executive director. Jenny Bouchard will be the nonprofit's first full-time executive director following the departure of Jody Goodman in early 2024. Board chair of the organization, Dr. Jane McCandless, stated Jenny brings not only outstanding leadership and experience, but also a genuine passion for public service. Her dedication to expanding mental health resources throughout Carroll County will make a real difference in the lives of so many in our community. Bouchard has built her career at the intersection of public policy and governance, serving previously as a law enforcement officer and legislative policy analyst. CCMHA will host its signature fundraiser, the Masquerade Ball, this October to support client services, peer programs, and education. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.